Welcome to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I am Marcellus Jackson. We are here to give you some information about Fulton High School. We will have special guests, including the principal, Mr. Smith, and teachers and students. We will also have the school announcements and also inform you on some of our active sports. And now it is time for our Falcon Nation Information Show.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show on 91.1 WKCS Radio. We're going to start off with our usual news from Cassie Vaughn. Take it away, Cassie.
Here are your Fulton High School announcements on the Falcon Nation Information Show. Seniors, please check your Class of 2021 campus page for new scholarship opportunities that have recently been posted. They are also listed on Fulton's website. The Project U Club meets each Friday at 8 a.m. in the library. This club encourages kindness at Fulton High School. See Ms. Deaton for more information. Auditions for speakers at the graduation ceremony are coming up. Any senior interested in speaking at the graduation ceremony in May needs to see Ms. Lanzoni in room 209 to sign up and pick up an audition form. The form will include the requirements for a prepared speech for auditions. Ms. Lanzoni will also have information concerning additional help available to students before the auditions. Auditions are Tuesday, February 9th after school in room 209. If you have any questions, please speak with Ms. Lanzoni at your convenience. On Tuesday, February 9th, all students will go to an advisory class during NEST. Look for a list in your SLC hallway that will tell you where to go that day. This is big news from the library. The library is no longer charging fines for overdue books, so return those long-lost overdue books and check out a new one. Tutoring is available for all students in the library on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5. And on Wednesdays from 2 to 3:15, teachers from all core subjects and TRIO staff will be available to help you with your work. The library now has access to ebook collections called Comics Plus. It has thousands of digital comics, graphic novels, and manga. There is a link on the main library webpage. See Ms. Dawson in the library if you have any questions. We continue to have people in the hallways either not wearing a mask or wearing it inappropriately by not covering their nose. We are seeing rising cases of COVID-19 across the state of Tennessee and in Knox County. Now is not the time to get lazy or careless. We want to protect you, and we want you to protect others. Please make sure you are wearing your mask and it covers your nose. Please make sure that you are charging your Chromebooks overnight and that you are keeping up with your chargers. The school does not have extra Chromebook chargers to loan. Teachers, please remember to check the Fulton staff Canvas page for up-to-the-minute school announcements. Any items for the school video announcements need to be sent to Mr. Mays. The Fulton basketball team plays at home tonight against Gibbs. The girls play at 6 and the boys play at 7:30. We are still under attendance restrictions from the state. Check the WKCS Radio Twitter page for more details and a link to our live broadcast. You can get more up-to-date on everything going on at Fulton High School at our website, knoxschools.org/FultonHS. We are also on Facebook and Twitter at Fulton High. You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you very much, Cassie. We'll be back in just 1 second with our interview with Mr. Smith. Welcome back to 91.1 WKCS Radio on the Falcon Nation Information Show. Sadly, we have some late breaking news that Mr. Mays will be taking a part of it.
Sadly.
No, that's a great news, great news. Finally, a little bit of diversity whenever we're doing these interviews. Winslow, you're always the man that takes it on the reins and puts it in
gosh.
The direction. Where are you taking it today?
How do I ask the Mr. Mays? What do I ask? So I know that we've been doing basketball games, you know, streaming them on Twitter or on YouTube. And I usually do them, but for the people at home, can you explain to them, like, what exactly happens? You know, what's the process? You know, what is set up? You know, what happens? If that's okay.
It's a pretty big process. You know, for years we've done the basketball games and football games just on the radio station. And as the technology, you know, to be able to stream video online has become easier to work with, and you need less equipment, and the internet needs are not as great. You know, we've been able to add some video stream. We started it during football season. You know, we've done some things in the past, but not as elaborate as what we did during football season. So now during basketball season, and especially with all of the restrictions due to COVID, as far as people that can come to the games, it's been a good service. So we've been blessed. You know, the school system has always been really good to our program, the school as well, with equipment. And so when we're able to have a full crew there to do the radio broadcast and, you know, cameras, we've been able to have a stream on Twitter, which is pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
And then also a stream on YouTube, which is a little bit more difficult. But we actually have a camera now that will stream directly from the camera to YouTube. So you don't have to have a lot of wires. We do have the capability if we want to do a more elaborate broadcast. And it's kind of hard to do in our gym just because the way everything's set up. There's not really a great place for cameras to be because they're up in the stands. So to lay out all that equipment is kind of difficult. So for us, it makes sense to be able to do that one camera broadcast and have a few graphics on the screen. So takes a lot of people to do it. And, you know, my hat's off to you, Winslow, for, you know, being available, and really any student that wants to help, we need their help that can be here. But I appreciate your loyalty and being part of this process from day one, because we couldn't do it without you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Winslow, you're just amazing. You're all around great guy, Winslow. We couldn't do this radio show without you. You're the star of it. Now, are we going to take you off the air and put Miss... What is her name?
Ms. Roth.
Ms. Roth on here.
Why don't we take a break? But let me just remind everybody before you take a break, and everybody will be glad that I'm going off the air, that tonight we will have a broadcast of the basketball game against Gibbs. The girls' game will be at 6. The boys' game will be at 7:30. So the game will be on the radio. We'll have the radio broadcast like we normally do. And then tonight the video stream will hopefully be on YouTube. So if you check our WKCS Twitter account, we will pump out those links to where you can watch the game. But just know that we will have the broadcast of the basketball games tonight.
All right, we'll be back in just 1 second with Mrs. Roth as our new interview. All right, back to it with 91.1 WKCS Falcon Nation Information Show. We have Miss Roth here for our interview. So, obviously, we didn't even know your name at first, which is a big problem when we have to interview someone. So, why don't we get to know you a little bit? So, just some common information and everything like that.
Well, thank you. Yes, my name is Sophia Roth. I am the freshman principal. I have been at Fulton for about 12 years now, but I was gone for about 3 years. I went to Vine Metal, and then I recently came back, actually about a year ago. And originally, I'm from Costa Rica, so Spanish is my native language. English is my second language. Spanish is super helpful here because we have a huge ELL population, so they do like to see us because they can communicate, and when they need something, they know they have somebody to go to.
Yeah. Okay, so a question I have is about middle schoolers transitioning to high school. You know, how exactly does that process work? How do you get them mentally prepared going to high school? And how is that different now with COVID and, you know, the pandemic going on? And, you know, how do you keep these kids safe, you know, going into high school and stuff like that?
Okay, well, yeah. Like I mentioned, I went away from Fulton for about 3 years. In that, I was at a middle school, and I started with 6, then went to 7th, and then I would have gone to 8. But I'm here, so I'm pretty familiar with the middle school mentality. The freshman year, sometimes I see it like 8.5, because they're technically still middle schoolers. They don't know what to expect, so whatever, they have a fresh mind. Some of them are afraid, you know, oh my gosh, high school, it's a big, you know, this is for real, what do we do? So they need a lot of guidance. They need to be taught what we expect them to do. Mm-hmm. We can't assume that, oh, they're in high school now, so they know what to do. No, they know nothing. So we just go back to the basics. You know, when you're in high school, this is what you do. We talk about social things. We do academic things, because if you remember, middle school is very different from high school.
Yeah. Okay. So thinking, I'm trying to think. Okay. So Being a freshman principal, I know you said there's a gap from 7th and then you move to 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm wondering how that process works. So you were a principal or?
I was a principal,
you were a principal, mm-hmm. So you just move up?
Yeah, I did. At middle school, we were looping. Yeah. So they were with me during 6th grade. So we move up to 7th grade, and then I left. But I've been with the same group of kids. I would have been with the same group of kids for 3 years. So the next class that I will be getting would have been that class. So I'm pretty familiar with what that class is like.
Yeah.
They're very intelligent academically. They will be excited to be in high school. And like I told you, they're going to need a lot of guidance, not because they just don't know what high school is about. With COVID, they're getting less exposure because, you know, we cannot do the visits that we did in the past.
Yeah.
So they're going to come here, and some of them have no idea what the building looks like. So we're in the process of making everything virtual for them, like the 8th grade visit. We're going to have videos, and we're going to have interviews and things that kids can access from home, and parents as well, because parents have the same questions.
Yeah, I remember Mr. Mays was talking to me one day when I was going to a basketball game. I remember him telling me something about a video show basically showcasing the school, I think. Is it? Am I right, Mr. Mays?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know about that at all, or is that what you were talking about earlier?
Well, we have several videos going out there, but the one specifically is for the freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, this is Fulton High School, but next year when you're here, this is what you need to know. So our floor, if you need to go to the library, this is where you go. You know, we're in the same floor. Your counselor is here. Your behavior person is here. Your principal is here. So this is the bathroom. You know, if you need to go downstairs, you're going to go down this stairwell. So just, you know, basic little things that anyone else will take for granted because they know the building.
Yeah.
But our new kids won't know it, so we have to give them the opportunity to know it before they get here.
Okay. I don't think I'm out of questions. Does anyone else want to ask?
I got some. So I really think it's important, especially having that for freshmen, because I know whenever I was a freshman, I walked in this building thinking I was all high and mighty because, I hit high school. Little did I know, as soon as I got to my first classes, I was like, oh, Lord, this is a lot different. I think that's like your job is very special and important to the freshmen and everything and getting them set up for a very like great year. Because I know that it's very beneficial to have a very good freshman year and set you up for having a good GPA down the line and everything. And they say it's kind of like the foundation of your high school career. But one question is, we're going to derail a little bit here and we're going to get away from the school stuff. We always do that a little bit.
Oh, no, we're derailing.
Gordon Ramsay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Do you watch Gordon Ramsay?
On and off.
Is there ever like a favorite quote or anything from him that you just think of all the time?
Not really.
Winslow, do you have one?
Gosh, idiot sandwich.
One. He puts the bread between your eyes. Oh my God, that's hilarious. And then there's the lamb sauce where he just consistently just sits there and cusses people out based off of some sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But, Cassie, do you have any questions for her?
No.
Now, Cassie, I have one question. What's her name?
Miss Roth.
Oh, see, I thought I could get her with it.
See, We remember. Nah.
Yeah, we remember now. Do you have any questions for us?
Well, I remember that you guys were the class that was here when I left. So, I was with you guys the first semester, and then I went away. I don't know if you remember me.
I think I've seen you before. I remember seeing you. I just don't remember much about you.
Right, because you know I was before. I was in the Merlin floor with the Merlin teachers, but I didn't deal with everyone. I dealt with some people, not everyone. And then I went away, and then I came back just to see you graduate. So that is exciting to me. I get to see a cycle. Even though I wasn't here, I was here at the beginning, and I'm going to be at the end. So congratulations to you guys. You're almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost this impending feeling just coming over. Man, but there's one thing I really wish. In second grade, I would have just read that Green Eggs and Ham book, because I would be sitting where Cassie is right now as a senior. Because I was homeschooled. only had to read one book, and she said she would have just let me go into third grade, but no, my mom had to hold me back. But I mean, I don't know. I was doing great in my classes and everything, but it was just I didn't like reading. But I think, is that all y'all have for us?
I have another question. So that system, you know, where you move up, is it the same here or is it different? Do you stay in the position where you are for, like, who knows how long? And is there a time limit to how long you can be a principal?
There is not. You know, we don't loop. That's what we call a looping. So next year I will be waiting for the class of 2025. And then the following year it will be the class of 2026. They will move up to, you know, the class of 2024 will move up to the 10th grade hallway with Mr. Coach Wright. Mm-hmm. And then they will continue to go on. So, no, there's no limit. I know that Coach Wright has been here for a long, long time. And he will continue to be here until he decides that he doesn't want to be here anymore. So,
yeah,
that's just the way it works. I hope to be here a long, long time. And I like working with freshmen. Like you said, it is the foundation year. And I think we have a really good team. I couldn't do the job by myself. I have some really, really great teachers and really, really good help in the Maryland office. So I think that we make it work, and then we really help freshmen. We are here to help them and make sure that they make it where you guys are.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so very much for coming on today, and it's great having you here and being such an energetic person for just coming on. It's your first time, and especially Winslow just taking it away this morning. But we'll be back with our sports segment in just 1 minute. Thank you very much. Welcome back to 91.1 WKCS Radio. We're back here with the sports segment, oh Lord, with Cassie Vaughn and Shania. So one thing I have to say is y'all should go look at the newspaper this week, because Cassie Vaughn has a big all-star page in there where it just I can't remember what the saying was. It was like, it was something like three V's, like victory or something. I can't remember
what it was.
It was
like varsity.
Yeah.
Something.
It said something like that. And it said, and Vaughn, because like you play how many sports now?
I've played 6 sports so far. And six. I might add to that.
You know, you should just go play. Yeah, come to a baseball team. Play that.
Yeah, go play baseball. Yeah,
play all of them.
Yeah, play tennis.
Well. God, I remember way back in the day whenever you used to actually like play baseball with your brothers.
Yeah.
That was
an interesting time.
That was elementary school times.
Yeah, and it was also weird because I was always the only girl, and like people would just look at me like, there's a girl on the team.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird, but then you also got to think, I mean, like, what's the problem with having, like, it, like, whenever you're so young, it doesn't make a difference.
It didn't really make a difference.
But what about the basketball games that we had? What was was it the boys and the girls played?
Yes, they played Farragut last night.
They played Farragut. What were the scores?
I think the boys won by a good amount, and I'm not sure about the girls.
I don't know. I really can't remember the score, but I know we lost by 25. But we played hard. We played hard, or whatever, last night. It was just they got some shooters. They had some shooters that could shoot from anywhere, and they was just making them. Them girls was tall too. I swear they were like Renaja size, like tall like Renaja. But they weren't her size. They was just like tall and like hella meat on
the lengthy.
Yeah.
I feel like Farragut's always had a strong basketball team. Their girls have always been strong. Especially when I played, it was either my sophomore or freshman year. I don't know if we still had Lele or not. But we got killed by Farragut.
Oh, yeah. They had some good girls.
I don't know. I really want to play Farragut's baseball team because I heard that they're, like, halfway decent. And I swear, everyone, it's like almost everybody on the baseball team is like, oh my God, we're going to play someone that's really good. Oh, no. like, it gets tiring after a while facing someone's, they're just going to meatball you 65 down the middle like that. Yeah, I mean, then you're just sitting there like, come on.
Where's the competition at?
Yeah. I really want to play Heritage. I know Heritage is probably going to beat us like 20-0, but I still want to play them. Because I'm pretty sure last year they pitched one of their ace pitchers, and he pitched a no-hitter against us. But luckily, I couldn't freaking play because I had a broken shoulder.
You broke your shoulder?
Yeah,
falling off a scooter.
No, not riding a scooter. That's the rumor that goes around. But I was riding my mountain bike up at Sharps Ridge, and I hit this jump, and my front wheel went down a little bit too early, and then I fell off. Ooh. And then I hit a rock, and it compressed, and then it fractured it in the divot, which at first I didn't realize that it fractured it, but I thought I just stunted it, but I don't know. Have we done? Have we started regionals for wrestling yet?
The boys' regions are not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Dre and Seth are both at the top of their weight class.
That's good. So they're number one.
So they're the favorites. Ooh. In their weight class. Keenan and Jaden Brewer are gonna have to work really hard for their to be able to like qualify for state. But as far as I know, I think Keenan's gonna cut weight, so it'll be a easier weight class for him. So I just hope that they do.
Yeah.
Good, you know.
It's good. It's good seeing that Seth is number one in his division. So is Dre.
Yeah, Seth and I think Seth got Seth. I think they might have ended up getting the number two seed, just due to not being able to wrestle as many matches as other people.
Yeah.
So, which I mean, that's still fine, but they got Seth ranked third in state because Alcoa's heavyweight unfortunately can't wrestle now. So, I'm hoping that opens up a lot of things because Alcoa's heavyweight had one state last year.
I was gonna say, he was
what you mean heavyweight? Like, are they too overweight? They can't wrestle?
No, they can wrestle. They're just like the top of the weight. Like,
oh.
Like as far as you can go to wrestle. Like the weight limit is like 285.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, do you know what the weight classes are?
Yeah. Okay. So, well, I don't know all of them. Like,
I know there's like featherweight.
Yeah. See, we got Dre at 160. Keenan was wrestling 182, but he's like in the between of 170 and 182. So I think he's going to drop to 170, which he can weigh 172 because you get a 2-pound allowance after January 1st. And Seth, of course, is in the 285 weight class. And Jaden is in like the 140, 132 weight class, somewhere around there.
Good Lord. I feel like it would be fun to wrestle because, like, could you imagine, like, I can see like someone being real short, but like stout. But
well,
then, like,
if you remember, do you know who Krishif is?
Yeah, Krishif Patel.
Yeah, he wrestled last year.
Right. Where he been? I have not saw him. Do he do?
I think he's virtually this year.
Oh, I bet I have not saw him. I forgot about him.
I don't know where his brother is because I know he has a brother, and I went to school with his brother in elementary school, and me and him were in the same grade. But I just don't know. Like after middle school, he disappeared, and then I seen him here, like the one day, and then he just disappeared again. And I was like, where'd he go?
I never knew he had a brother.
I didn't know that either.
His brother's Krishif as well. Pretty sure his brother's Krishif as well.
They got the same name?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's very interesting.
Go.
I can't remember 100% if it actually is like them is like they have the same name, but I can't remember. But how many more games do we have in the basketball season left? Do we have?
I
want to
say like 5 or 6.
Well, they play.
No, 5.
They play tonight against
you. I don't know. Count.
They play tonight against Gibbs.
And then we got regions, I think.
I mean,
About 7 of them?
About 7 with the district and regions. Okay. Well, you'll probably have more.
Yeah. Do y'all think y'all are going to make it to the regionals and everything like that?
Yeah, they'll probably end up playing Alcoa for the region district championship, and then
yeah. Next year we're switching divisions, aren't we?
I'm pretty sure. I know the football team is. So.
The girls' basketball team is. I don't know. Yeah.
I think everything is.
Yeah, because sure the volleyball team is too.
I'm pretty sure baseball is as well, because I think we're gonna switch to like South Doyle.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. If we move, I really want to play South Doyle because I know a lot of people on the South Doyle team, and there's just one. I'm not gonna say his name because. I don't know, he might listen, but no, I used to play baseball with him for the Royals, and he's really cocky, but he is, I'm not going to say he's not good, he's not the best, but he has his attributes, but I really want to play him and just, oh my God, I wish we could just beat South Dorm and show them up. Them and Carter, that would
yeah,
take,
y'all,
that would take the
cake. That adds Carter to the list, too.
Oh my
too.
God, Carter, I love Carter. Because the guys there, they just love me. Because literally, we'll sit over there. I'll be playing first base, and I'll sit over there and talk to the whole dugout the entire time. But there's the one kid on there. It's this coach's son. I played when I was playing travel ball this spring or last spring and everything like that. He was on one of the teams we played against, and they were really good.
Mm.
But I just really hope we have a good season this year.
Yeah, I hope both the baseball and the softball team have a good season.
Are you playing softball this year?
Yes.
I was going to say, because I thought you said you weren't going to.
Well, I thought I'm really in the mix of it because I kind of want to, you know, play tennis just to do it. I mean, I know that sounds.
I said I want to try this.
I know that sounds kind of crazy just to want to do something, but I really just, like, I don't know.
I want to play tennis too because
is tennis fun?
I don't. I played a little bit in the summer, like just played around and everything like that. But if you hit it weird and like curve it, it looks so cool.
I'm gonna try to go out there.
I played ping pong.
Ping pong is hard.
Especially on the ping pong.
And racquetball.
I've never really played racquetball.
Wait, is racquetball when that ball, like on that little thing, on that little pole, and it goes around?
No, that's tetherball.
No, that's tetherball.
Racquetball, you're in like this short court.
Oh, yeah.
And like you got this little rubber ball and like tennis rackets, and you're just hitting it against the wall.
And they fly so fast.
I hit somebody in the back of their shin.
Oh. Shins are so sensitive.
I know. I felt bad for him because I feel like that probably hurt.
I've been hitting those shins so many times with the baseball. I've had so many bruises. It's like they literally pop out like that far, and it's like, oh my god, it just stings for like a week.
Yeah, those are no joke.
I don't know. We got 8 minutes left, so I don't know. Do you have anything else to talk about?
No, not really.
All right, well, we're going to sign it off in the Falcon Nation Information Show. We will be tuning in next Friday for it again. Thank you very much for listening.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.